The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Over the weekend, obviously, the shocking story of what happened to Caroline Flack came through. And I did not know Caroline Flack. I never met her. I never spoke to her. I never interviewed her at all. In fact, I didn't really know an awful lot about her other than from a distance. And the girls would watch Love Island, and she was very much part of that programme. And she was very much part of British popular culture. And she was in trouble with the law. And she was in having trouble, I suppose, online. People were probably being mean to her, but that's what happens, sadly, online. And what was kind of intriguing that was coming out over the weekend, and a lot of the response on it was the word kindness. We've been saying it quite a lot here since last September, October, about how the word kindness is king. And, you know, on this programme and on The Late Late Show, we try to celebrate rather than knock as much as we can, because the knocking is debilitating and it's not good for anyone. It's like a virus. It's cruel and it's nasty. And I do bang on a little bit about the online thing, but, you know, this is it. There was a suggestion over the weekend in one piece that said that once upon a time, you know, somebody like Caroline Flack would have looked at the tabloid newspapers, but she didn't have to buy them. And equally, somebody like her would have to have an online profile and presence. So she would be online on whatever social media platform she's been on. And she would read those things. So in other words, it's not about the papers anymore. This 24/7 following you home, this bullying, or just pure nasty, not even bullying, it's just nastiness, will follow you home. And that's what she would have been doing, reading those things. That's why I left Twitter. I mean, not to bring it back to me, but just very briefly. One of the reasons I left it, for several different reasons, but one of them was because people just were unthinking in their nastiness. And you don't need to be, I didn't need Twitter in my life, so that's why I left it. And it's the most liberating and important thing to do, because people will say things that, quite simply, I don't believe they'd say to your face if they met you. And that's what happened in people's lives. Sometimes they forget that, in Caroline Flack's case, that you have a person, not a TV celebrity, not a dancer, not a presenter. You have a human being who, it might surprise people, but they have feelings and they have a life to get on with. And you might think it's all glam for her, but clearly she gets hurt and people can be hurtful. And I'm glad to see, and we got a heap of emails over the weekend from people unsolicited to talk about Caroline Flack, and to talk about not only her achievements, but also the need for more kindness. It's quite simple. And the kindness comes from us as parents to lead from the front and say to kids, you can't be doing that. You can't be writing that stuff down. And equally, I'm afraid to say, I think the parents sometimes are worse. Sometimes you might see a really nasty comment and you look at the profile picture and it's a dad with three kids. And you're thinking, what hope have the kids got if you're being that horrible? What hope? Let me say good morning to Fiona Fagan. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Hello, how are you?
I'm sorry for your loss. You're a former stylist for Caroline, but you're, more importantly, you're a friend of hers for 20 years. I'm sorry for your loss.
I am. Yeah, I'm still trying to process it, to be honest. I'm still completely in shock, I think. I just can't believe that this was the end for her. You know, I keep waking up thinking, it's not really happened. You know what I mean?
How did you meet her?
I met her when I moved to London 20 years ago. We were both starting out as dancers. We did like one job together as a dancer. I think it was probably our only job as a dancer when she was trying to be a professional dancer. Mm-hmm. And she then went on to be an amazing presenter, but we just really clicked on the job. She's a real girl's girl. We really got on. We took each other's number and we just remained friends ever since. We know we went through so much together, roaming around Camden in our 20s, going to gigs, going on holiday, working together. Yeah.
She strikes me, and as I was saying, Fiona, I didn't know her at all. I didn't meet her in any sense of, you know, through work or anything. But I got the sense that she enjoyed life, that she was fun.
Oh, she was good crack. She was full of fun. She was great. Her laugh would just have you in stitches. She had this dirty cackle that was just hilarious. She loved fun. She would always be the best one at the party. She always wanted to go and do things. She was full of life. She was full of life. That was her press. She was sparky. You know what I mean? She was sparky.
Strangely, you're in Ireland because you're a stylist on RTÉ's Dancing with the Stars program, which we'll be talking about.
I am, yeah.
Which is lovely, but had you been in touch with her last week, or?
I messaged her on Friday, that like just saying I'm thinking of her, that I hope she gets some positivity out of this, and that I, you know, I said, you're a fighter, you're a pro, you know, just sending you lots of love. But she didn't respond. But that was on Friday. But I've actually just been speaking to a couple of friends over the last couple of days, and she had spoken about taking her life to friends. You know, she had spoken about that in the past, and I didn't know that. You know, so she was obviously in a bad, bad place, but no one thought that it would happen and she would do it. And she, you know, it's just like I'm only finding this out. Like, we've got loads of mutual friends, obviously, in London, and I'm just finding all this out now. It's so awful.
It is just so desperate and so sad. But
actually, what I just heard you saying about Twitter, and you're right, like, I have an example of this. It's like when we were doing the live final of Love Island, when I was styling for her. Her for it, like her mom rang her before and said, good luck with the show, darling. And she was like, no, promise me you won't go on Twitter after the show. Promise me. Because Caroline would go on Twitter after one of the shows and she'd get slammed and she'd be devastated. And she went, no, I won't. And then, of course, the show ends, the live final, and she goes on Twitter and she gets slammed for the dress she was wearing just because people want to be nasty. And then she was downcast for the next hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what
you
mean.
And the next day.
Yeah.
And so that's what you were saying. It's like, you know, you do go on Twitter, you know, you go on and you see all these nasty things. And it's like, just, you know, and her mum was trying to protect her, saying, don't go on. She's like, no, I won't. I promise me, because she knows she does it and then she gets so obsessed.
What did you,
you know?
Why did you text her on Friday asking, was she okay? Were you concerned for her?
Yeah, I was. I don't know what, you know, I hadn't spoken to her in a couple of weeks and I just sent, I don't know. Because it was Valentine's Day as well. And she is a hopeless romantic. And I know she couldn't see her boyfriend. And I know those sort of things, like when you know her, you know what she's like. She's like this big heart of love and hopeless romantic. And she loves love stories and love movies. And I just thought she would have been, I knew it was Valentine's Day. And maybe I just felt I needed to reach out because...
I wasn't following her story with any serious interest, and not out of rudeness, but just because, you know, I felt it was one of those kind of slight creations that I wasn't that particularly interested in keeping an eye on. Now it's more important because it clearly would have played a role in where she went this weekend and in her heart and in her head.
Yeah.
What was the case, or what was happening with her?
Oh, well, she obviously just couldn't see him because of the whole court case and stuff. And, you know, so she just... I know she was with a friend. I know she was with a friend on Valentine's Day and she spent, you know, the day with a girlfriend. And she thinks she has loads of friends around her. She really does. We have lots of mutual friends. There's loads of people who care about her. But then you can still feel so alone, can't you, when you still have loads of people around you, you know? London can be quite a lonely place. I do think it is when you're in that spotlight industry and you don't have a partner or a boyfriend or someone to kind of, you know, to keep you grounded, to sort of have your back, do you know what I mean, to support you, you know? It's a really hard industry out there, and London can be a really lonely place.
Why are people so angry about other people's success? Why are people so furious about other people's beauty or glamour or ability?
I know.
I mean,
it's
this
awful.
Is a broader
jealousy,
question.
That they're just sitting at home doing nothing and they see someone in the limelight and think, I can take that away from them because I don't have it. I don't know. Is that what people think? I think it is.
I just don't understand it.
I don't either.
Because
I don't, and it's awful. But it really took her to the ground, you know. It did in the end. It's just...
It's
awful. You know, she was very insecure. She was very fragile and she was insecure about her weight at times, about her figure. You know, I dressed her, I styled her. You know, it was hard at times because, you know, you're in the public eye and, you know, well, we all feel like that. We all look in the mirror some days and think, oh, God, I'm having a fat day or I'm having a shitty day or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, when that's constantly in the media spotlight and people are slagging you over it.
But that's like, life. Like,
who's gonna,
that's it. Everyone. Regardless of whether you're the Prime Minister, you know, the Taoiseach, the President, or, you know, presenter, or if you're somebody who works, you know, down the road doing whatever you're doing or works in a shop, it doesn't matter. The human condition doesn't allow you to be 100% happy all the time. It just doesn't. It doesn't allow you to be delighted with yourself all the time. Can't.
Yeah, I know. I just can't believe that she just thought that there was no other option for her. Like, I'm still utterly in shock. Like, I really am. I can't believe I'm not going to hear her laugh again, or I'm not going to see her, or I'm not, you know, it's just, I'm just in shock that this is, you know, this is the way it ended for her.
Is there anything, I wonder, Fiona, that people can learn from something so horrible? That's, you know, is there any lesson or any guiding post we can take from the things
that she said? You know, she's someone's daughter, she's someone's friend, she's someone's twin sister, she's someone's auntie. She's, you know what I mean? It's like, just be kind. You cannot take people down in that manner. You just can't. You can't say that those nasty things. You know, there's going to be consequences. People are fragile.
There's a few texts in saying, there's a group, says a text, living amongst us who tear down those of whom they are jealous. Like you just said there, yeah. Fiona. Is there a person who hasn't been wronged and hurt by such people? Kindness and common decency must come into play before more people suffer. And Anne was on to say, those girls on your couches on the late on Friday said that kindness was what they looked for in a man. Talking about Caroline this morning, you mentioned kindness. Yeah. Let's not make kindness random. Let's make it compulsory.
100%. I hope this is what's taken from this. I really, really do. And because that was a famous sort of quote now that she said, I hope we all take it on board.
What was
and
her
not
co-
just
forget
what
was
about it in 2 weeks' time. She always said it's Emma, it's something that nice to be kind. I think she put it on her Instagram.
Okay.
And we had it actually on Dancing with the Stars last night, and Catherine someone wrote her quote on the chalkboard, so it was quite nice to see that.
That is a nice thing to do.
But I think we should, that's what we should all take from this, and not just forget about it in 2 weeks' time when something else is in the newspapers, when something else has happened. You know, someone lost their life because of this.
Yeah.
Someone that didn't need to, that was 40, and that would have the opportunity to have kids and find love and fulfill all of her dreams. You know what I mean? It's like, they've lost their life because they've taken their life because of this.
Yeah. That's an interesting text that you might like there from somebody who says, blowing out someone else's candle doesn't make yours brighter, it just makes the room darker.
Exactly.
There's truth in that.
So taken from someone else, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why would you bother? Anyway, look, it's a bit grim, but it's the truth, so we have to confront all of these things.
It is.
And, you know, we're not blaming anyone or anything for... We're just simply trying to find out what happened to that poor woman and why we're here talking about a 40-year-old, you know, as you say, sister, twin, daughter, auntie.
Auntie.
And, yeah, and friend.
She was a friend to everyone. She was such a girl's girl, you know. She was like,
You mind yourself, Fiona. It's not an easy time for you. And thank you so much for talking to us today to remember your pal.
No worries. I wanted to say something nice and positive.
And you did. And you did.
You know,
and here's to learning and here's to kindness conquering all.
Here's to kindness conquering all.
Thank you.
Okay,
let's do it. Mind yourself, Fiona. Thanks
Bye.
For your time today.
Mind
Pleasure
yourself.
To talk
Thanks.
To you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Fiona Fagan, who, as I say, is a lifelong friend of Caroline Flack and who is currently working as a stylist on Dancing with the Stars here in Ireland. But... as you heard her speaking, a woman who's clearly missing her friend and in shock. Don't forget the Samaritans helpline. I always like to mention it if we're talking about stories like this. And you can call them. It's a very easy number, 116123. 116123. And their email is joe, that's J-O, at samaritans.ie. And always make the call. A lot of people online, says a text, criticising the media for Caroline's death. Yes, they do have a part to play, but I think people don't associate how much their own comments can have an impact. Yes, I agree with that, by the way. And during and since the election, the amount of online abuse on politicians of all parties was unbelievable. A lot of them, parents, as such a bad example to the children. I spoke to one politician who said they were abused online by someone they knew, who was then all friendly when they met them in person. Keyboard warriors need to take a long, hard look at themselves and be kinder. What a pity. We do say that a lot. I wish the keyboard warriors, but unfortunately they seem to be at war, total war, against decency and kindness at all times. And they're a hard virus to kill. We simply just need more kindness, is a text. My little nine-year-old came home from school crying on Wednesday because a boy has been giving her grief over the last few weeks. And I talked to her about resilience and standing up for herself, but inwardly I wanted to scream and run after him and tell him off. But I restrained. He's 9 years old after all. What needs to happen is a classroom approach to kindness and empathy and just being nice. And parents need to take responsibility for their children's behaviour. Maybe then we can influence positive behaviour and begin to heal the detrimental, toxic effect social media may have on a generation of our gorgeous little people. Well, that's well said. And as I say, we got emails in on all of these things, so we'll get to a few of them in due course. We also have Brian Dowling from Dancing with the Stars, actually a man who's not, who's more than familiar with the world of reality television and the impact of all of that. So we might talk to him about these matters as well. Meanwhile, all your texts welcome, 51551, and you can email Ryan at rte.ie. It's 24 minutes past nine. That's a bit of Irish talent for you this morning with Lyra, and it's called Falling at 28 minutes past nine. Maeve and Leitrim was on to say we all need to ignore the speculation and rumour around the tragic death of Caroline Flack and focus on the fact she's been consistently ambushed and hounded by the tabloid press and the darker side of Twitter for over 2 months. She's taken her own life at the age of 40 and leaves behind a twin sister, other siblings and her parents. Things need to change, and there is something we can all do now to start this change. Don't buy tabloid newspapers, delete the tabloid apps from our phones, block and unfollow these publications online, never like or share their posts, call each other out when we see unnecessary behaviour online. And remember that celebrities are humans too, whom the vast majority of only the public eye are only in the public eye because of the job they do. I understand your concern and your anger, but I'm loath to say don't like anti-tabloid sentiment on the basis that I don't think they're all bad. I don't think they all chase. In fact, I think there's a bigger problem. It's not there, actually. I think it's the online is much more serious. And that's what follows her and followed Caroline Flack around the place, as described by her dear friend, who said that she would ring her mother after Love Island and say, please, ma'am, don't pick up the phone and don't look at Twitter tonight, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to come out with their unpleasantness. Now, on another note, Maureen said, did you watch Lost Lives on BBC One last night? I did not watch Lost Lives, but she said it was so powerful and sad and frightening, but a wonderful production. It makes you remember what terrible times we lived through. But for the people of in the North, it's just horrendous. The production was stunning and the narrator made it all the more with such beautiful voices that told the story as it was. It would bring you to tears, but thank God the peace process is in place. How are the people of Ireland voting for change? Watch this production and think again, says that message. And Teresa Costello got on to us on email to say, I previously spoke to you, and when I contacted you about my disgust at comments made by grown women under a photograph of Maura Duran, who we all know, of course, as a colleague and friend. Well, she says, I scrolled through Facebook yesterday. It was flooded with RIPs and condolences to Caroline Flack. I think the attitude towards those in the public eye, as if you deserve all you get, really needs to be challenged and challenged seriously. I urge you to read the comments under any story relating to someone in the public eye, be it a TV personality, a politician, a sports star, and the vile abuse of comments made by people who really don't see anything wrong with the behaviour is shocking. The media is getting a huge amount of blame for Caroline Flack's death. I think any person who writes nasty remarks should consider shoulder the blame for something that is really wrong in our society. Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with that. Because I'm in the public eye, I will share with you that I just don't read comments under articles. I don't, because I learned my lesson fast, hard and early, which is if you do, you become reduced in your head and your heart and you become upset. And you're worried, will your children see it? And, you know, what? Yeah, it's troublesome. So, as I often say, the great thing about being online is you can go offline. And that's why I will do Instagram, because it's sweet. If there's a sniff of bother, somebody gets blocked and that's the end of it. But really, there's little or nothing. But I don't know if everyone can do that. And, so even if you're reading an article on the Journal or something, and it might make reference to a Late Late Show point, and if you were to scroll down, which I would have done once upon a time out of curiosity, but I wouldn't ever do it again because it just seems to attract unpleasantness. Criticism, understandable. Constructive criticism, welcome. But nastiness, no, not so much. It's a little after 9:30 now, and the text is 51551. You are busy on the text this morning. We appreciate all of those, but we'll talk to Brian Dowling, who's going to be joining us with Laura Nolan in a couple of minutes' time. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you shortly. My husband, the text, took his life by suicide 18 months ago. He had family that didn't even talk to him, but yet they tried to push immediate family out of the way to be chief mourners. You will always have people. that have had a bad impact on someone's lives but don't see it and then want to be the centre of attention at the funeral. They spoke about him to everybody about the time, yet 10 years had slipped by since they spoke to my husband about how bad his life was. These people make other people's lives hell. Sorry about the rant, but it's the world we live in. Thank you for that, and I hope you're doing okay. And lots of texts on all of these types of things. Good morning. As my niece's fifth class teacher had to tell his class the other day, if you wouldn't wear it on a T-shirt, don't put it online. It's a pretty sensible thing to say, isn't it? This was in response to bullying that was going on in a Snapchat. Sorry. Social platforms need to do more. When a user of them is bombarded with abuse, a Twitter algorithm should prompt a hashtag Be Kind campaign so that decent members of the public can send supportive messages en masse to counter the vitriol. Caroline says, I'm a primary school teacher in Cavan and the class motto is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And we address almost every issue, bad and good, with this set of questions and it stays on the whiteboard at all times. Well said. I always tell my daughter, if you're posting something, it's like putting something on a big giant poster outside our house and everyone on our road will read it. Yeah, I think that's pretty sensible. Gosh, you're really busy with all of this. So thank you for all the texts you're sending. And the reason people focus on the negative comments, says the text, over the positive ones is that we are primed through our DNA to seek out threat and danger. It's as simple as that. Another says that this type of behaviour is not confined to the media. It happens in the local and national government and professional services. When it happens to an ordinary person, it's much easier to cover up. And I don't read the comments after articles. I find people's cruelty to others distressing. So I can't even imagine how it feels for the people who are being targeted. And another says people are focusing on the online scourge, but malicious gossips who tear down others cannot absolve themselves. They destroy people's characters by their cruel gossip. And on they come. Murren says, I have great sympathy for Caroline Flack. Her story is heartbreaking. However, think how we would react if a man carried out a similar alleged assault and then got leniency because of his emotional problems. Unthinking criticism of the press and the police should take this into account. I don't know enough about the case to be able to comment on what you said there, but thank you for the text in any event. The bully survives on your silence, says Chris. Bullying is a scourge in Irish schools. I've seen such much as a teacher. If a child gets rewarded for being good and kind, out come the bullies, or the, as I call them, the abusers. Yeah, it's a nasty, nasty business. That's the truth. You just need to go. I'll just do one more before I take this break. You need to go to any football or hurling match and hear the level of abuse and vitriol aimed at referees within earshot of young, impressionable ears. Bullying, harassment did not begin with social media. It simply facilitates it, which is a very, very good point indeed. Okay, we'll take a break here. Okay, a couple of quick messages before I say goodbye. What can we learn, you ask? Mary says, I wonder if ringing instead of texting someone, phoning them. I have many nieces and nephews in their 20s and 30s, and when I call them, they answer or call back. Ringing, though not popular now, is a much better level of communication, engagement, and more supportive if the person has mental health issues or not. To ring and leave a voice message can be comforting. And another says, I don't think... it's a mystery as to why people are keyboard warriors. I work in the community sector and I see so much in terms of deep-rooted jealousy and racism and the disrespect for each other. It's disgusting to anybody to be treated the way Caroline Flack was online. We're raising a nation of disrespectful, hard-done-by youths that generally think treating somebody like that is okay. Then, unfortunately, those younger people become parents and the cycle continues. It's a parenting issue, an education issue, and a very real society issue. And unfortunately, I don't know if I agree with you on all of that. I think that sometimes the adults are as bad, if not worse. I think in some ways the youngsters are being educated in school about it, and that education passed a lot of grown-ups, quote-unquote, by. Thank you for all of those. And PJ in Dundrum asks, I expected a deluge of texts from our Irish sisters defending us since we've been called the ugliest men in the world. Does it mean they agree? I can tell you something, PJ. We got no texts to support us. They fully, by their silence, tacitly agree that, unfortunately, we will not be threatening the catwalks of Paris or Rome today or tomorrow. Stay tuned to Sean O'Rourke. Be kind. And we'll see you on the other side.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.